I guess I hit 5 minutes before. Should have watched the clock. Before I get on with the concert, just wanted to mention a couple of things. When we were in Norway, in a section you get off the boat and then the movie theater opens up and you're standing in the little village, we happened to notice that we were standing under a street light, and I said we looked like two figures in a spy movie and should be saying some kind of call sign, you know, like, you know, the cat jumps over the moon and the return signal should be only one with the fork and the spoon. When we got outside of Norway, we were standing at the Australia booth and everything. I happened to look over World Showcase, and it looked like France was testing its lights for illumination. It was really odd. They would flick on and off very quickly, and you know, so fast that when I first mentioned it to John, he didn't see it. So, and I began to think I imagined it. So we watched for a while, and it'd be a big, long space, but then they would come on and off again. So I'm not sure why they would test that, and just the company, maybe the one country, maybe it had a problem. But it was just really odd to turn around and keep catching it out of the corner of our eye. So we went to the Edward Werner's concert. I'm not somebody who's always really great on knowing bands and what they played, so when John told me he wanted to go, I had no idea who the heck we were going to go see. But then as we were listening to different music, I remembered having heard it and everything. It was a really nice concert. I don't know if anybody has gone to any of those during the Food and Wine Festival. They only last about 45 minutes. Earlier in the week, we saw Kansas, which was good. I knew their music much better. I could actually name them, unlike Edward Winters and some of the others. One thing I liked about the Edward Winters better than Kansas complained about only having 45 minutes, making some kind of snotty joke about Disney trying to do the shortest concerts possible. But obviously not getting what they were trying to do, and the fact that, you know, nobody was paying to come see them, would they really want to do a three-hour concert for free, you know, no ticket admission. It was very enjoyable. I enjoyed the band. I thought it was going to be sort of a baby boomer crowd, but there was all ages, and at one point somebody held their called somebody on a cell phone, and you saw security kind of getting upset, thinking they were going to record it. But he just yelled into the receiver, because at this point the music, of course, was very loud, saying, "You'll never guess where I am," and he just held up the cell phone to whoever his buddy was on the other end, quick brought it back and said, "I'll talk to you later," turned off the phone. So it was a lot of fun to see somebody enjoying it and thought to, you know, call somebody like that. When we got out of the concert, this is going to sound so stupid, I completely forgot about Illuminations. They made the announcement that it was starting in like 5 minutes. I know what happened. As soon as we walked out of the concert, my pal Mickey vibrated and was saying that Illuminations were about to begin. I thought, how ridiculous is it? As many times as we've been there, I actually forgot that Illuminations would be starting after the concert. So we ended up seeing it. It was a nice way to end the trip. We walked out. There was somebody selling all the spinny things and everything, and they were singing the music to the, like, the Parade of Dreams and everything, the Waila Waila. So we were sitting in the window. We had our own little Waila Waila parade around with the spin things and light up sabers and everything else. It was a very nice way to end the week. Of course, it's bittersweet because then it's time to go home. But we headed for Pleasure Island for one last great trip to Comedy Warehouse and Adventurers Club, and then headed back because it was going to be a long day of packing and driving home. But thank you, Walt Disney World, for yet another wonderful week.